Dr. Dave. He's not a real doctor, but he likes to play one on the radio. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
Well, Dr. Dave, are you going to make this a whole medical, high-tech medical show?
No. We're kind of moving on, talking about the mobile phone carriers, and in the break, I'm looking at the figures and looking at the history and looking at the maneuvers of the various companies: the Sprint, Nextel, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, et cetera. You know, and it's one of those businesses that, like a lot of high-tech businesses, it almost seems like the more high-tech it is, the narrower the margins and the more aggressive the competition. And it's certainly true in mobile carriers. Big businesses, but just incredibly competitive, and they make money, but the margins aren't what you think. There's huge cost involved, particularly when you're talking about a nationwide basis. Now, T-Mobile has, especially since the DOJ's disapproval of their merger with AT&T last year, they really kind of not done so well. And they've got new leadership. They've made some moves. One of those moves, you've probably heard the ads, where they encourage you to break up with your provider, and they'll pay the penalties. Have you seen those, Steve-O?
No.
It's a creative, although I wonder how they can do it financially. You know, we're talking about how their margins are pretty slim. You know, I mean, some of these penalties can be huge. I mean, you could have a $350.
Yeah. I think I did see that. It said something like break up and move up or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they've got a website where you can write a Dear John letter to your mobile carrier and move over to T-Mobile. Well, the short of the story is it's working. They've gained over 1 million new subscribers, which is a big deal for T-Mobile. Now, of course, you know, again, I always immediately think of the backside. What's on the backside of that equation? You know, they gained 1 million new customers. But if let's just pick a number. I have no idea how accurate this is, but just to try to get our heads around it a little bit, they got 1 million new customers. Mm-hmm. Well, if they paid the separation penalties, you know, the contract breaking penalties for each of those, let's say it averages $200.
It's a lot of money.
Well, what's 200 times a million? Quick. See?
400 million.
200 times a million is $200 million.
That's a lot.
I don't know. Does it work? Obviously, it does. I mean, they must believe it works for them. They must have a way. Perhaps initially, that's a big hit. But they somehow, over the duration of the contract, make a lot more than that back. Or they wouldn't be doing it. I mean, these guys didn't go into this with their eyes closed. But I'll tell you, I've had so many situations in my professional career where I'm talking with really pretty sophisticated, experienced, educated business people in the high-tech business who sell stuff at a loss and are going to make it up in volume. You know, how much do you lose for each computer? Oh, $50. And how many do you have to sell before that becomes a positive? I don't know. I hope it's not that situation T-Mobile. But who knows? I don't know.
And to be fair, you know, in a situation like that, obviously, they'll make their money not on the sale of the computer, but the services.
Well, that's it.
And
sure. That's why they give away, you know, $600
exactly.
mobile phones
right.
for $100.
Because they know.
Because they nail you. On the back end.
It's like movies and the concession stand.
Absolutely.
Same thing.
Yep. Popcorn's good. Movie sucks.
That's right.
Interesting. Talking about mobile cellular telephonic technology, LG's got a new phone that's generating a lot of excitement, and I understand to a degree why, but the practical, to me, it's more like a prototype. But they're introducing it as a phone. you know, as a commercial phone, you buy it, you use it. I'm not sure I understand why it's important. To me, it's sort of an engineering test. And that's the LG G Flex. You've heard about it.
Yes.
For the flexible phone.
Right. You can bend it in half.
Can't bend it in half.
Oh, that would be a different one.
But it's actually curved. It's actually curved from top to bottom. And it's flexible enough so that if you put it face down, you know, the middle of it rises up as a part of that curve, you can actually squash it flat and not break it. And then you release it, and it releases back up into its original form.
Kind of when they went, remember when they introduced, like, the plastic pencils? Kind of like that, huh? Where you could bend them a little bit before they break.
Well,
remember
I
that?
Guess, yeah.
The rubbery pencils, remember those?
Oh, I do remember.
Remember
those.
When
yeah,
we were
yeah,
kids
yeah, yeah,
and they
yeah.
went from the wood to the,
yeah.
the rubbery ones
yeah.
and you had a blast breaking yeah. pencils because we would bend them too much?
Right. The unbreakable pencils.
Very simpler.
Yeah.
Simpler.
Similar.
Similar and simpler.
Yes. Pencils much simpler than cellular phones. That's true. But what's interesting about it is that, you know, the screen is much more flexible. I mean, if you took the screen out of the phone, you could bend the screen into a U-shape, and it would continue to display and then straighten out to its original form with no damage. Now, they've had to go to great lengths, so much so that it's an incredibly costly phone, nearly $1,000. Is it worth $1,000? No. If it's a question of just, you know, you love the grooviness of it and you've got to have it, well, then you pay the $1,000. It's not a bad phone, just incredibly pricey. Nice screen, quad core processors, good performance, battery life's pretty good. Kind of interesting, though, because it also on the backside has a self-healing. This is why I talked about this being more of a sort of an engineering test, almost more like a prototype than a commercial release product. A self-healing coating on the back. It's a glossy back surface. If you gouge it, it doesn't heal. But if you just scrape it, it will actually heal.
Hmm. What do you mean by heal?
Well, if you were
living tissue we're talking about here?
No living tissue.
Okay.
No living tissue. No, it's dead tissue. It's like a zombie.
Is it like a Day of the Dead zombie or a Walking Dead zombie?
No, Walking Dead.
Okay.
Because it's a mobile phone.
Or World War Z zombie. Now, those are even worse. Oh, you don't want one of those.
No, this, and it's like a lot of stuff with high technology. You know, the way it's presented just sounds wonderful. In real life, you kind of go, oh, geez, you know, it isn't quite as good as I'd hoped. And it's kind of the same thing with this coating. It is impressive because, you know, like if you take your fingernail and you scrape it, you make a little mark. Mm-hmm. A couple minutes later, mark's gone. Yeah. Now, if you take your key and you gouge it to where there's like a, almost like a cut, It doesn't. But if you take your key and you kind of rub it and make a mark, and it isn't really like a cut in the coating, it heals.
Sounds like you've done this, Dave.
It heals.
Sounds
well,
like you've
the details are important.
You've tested this thing, haven't you?
Details are important. And I know you keep your phones in your pocket, which
yes.
I could never do.
Yes. Because I'm an adult.
Well.
And I
need
to be careful with things.
Well,
maybe
you know,
when you have
knives and screws and frogs in your pocket. No. I have, like, knives and screws and frogs
well,
in my
have,
pocket.
Well, that's true, because you're like a kid. Galoms
up.
Telling you. You're like a child.
I'm like a child. It's true.
You're childish.
That's true.
Grow up,
I'm
Dr. J. Grow up.
But the curved shape of the LG G Flex does, it's more comfortable for the frog in my pocket. It curves around him.
Yeah. Kind of hugs him like a blanket.
866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK.
I love it. It's a great idea.
It's a green phone.
Yes, it is.
It's not easy being green. Let's see. Switching gears, where do we want to talk about? Well, you know, big news of the day, you know, kind of that combination of political, technology, cultural stuff that I like to talk about so much. You did see or hear President Obama's NSA speech yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of interesting because to me, I mean, there were a lot of people that were very impressed by it. To me, I don't want to sound mean, but this president has little veracity to me. And so, I mean, you know, it's like when you're dealing with little kids and they're lying. You know, and after a few lies, you realize, you know, they lie. And they lie a lot. And they'll look you right in the eye and smile at you and lie. Mm-hmm. And hasn't that president done this enough? He can get on TV and talk about the NSA stuff and he's making changes and everything's fine because they're our next-door neighbors. Don't worry. Really?
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Available live, online, every week, or browse the show archives anytime at DaveMason.com.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve, yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's Data Recovery Service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.